Say you may not even know her.
Uh-huh.
She
resembles me.
Okay, we have the same family name. And she may look a little bit like me, but really, we're no...
A whole lot of difference.
Well, you don't know if you're... You may be alike, because you don't know her. Uh-huh. She's just in a telephone book.
Oh. Well, so, she might have the same name as I am.
But we're
no kin.
Okay. Person comes into town, nobody's ever seen him before, you'd say that person is a...
As a newcomer to town.
Okay, anything else you might call him?
A stranger.
Okay. What if he came from out of state? Would you call him anything different?
He's a person that came out of state to...
Okay.
Into our home, in our town,
If he came from another country, what would you call him?
A foreign, what do they call him? I can't pronounce that word.
Okay.
But anyway, they're strangers also.
Okay. Okay, we got to the names here. Yeah. Yeah, I just gave you as many hints as I can. What was the name of the mother of Jesus?
Mary.
Okay. And George Washington's wife was named?
Martha.
Okay. And there's a nickname for Helen that begins with an N.
Helen. Mother?
There's a song that goes, wait till the sun shines.
Nelly.
Okay. And, The word Will is a nickname for...
William.
Okay. And another nickname for William would be...
Will.
Another one would be...
William, Will.
What do you usually
Willis?
Call? Well, somebody named William, you don't usually call Will, you usually call something else.
Bill.
Okay. And if it was a little boy named Bill, you probably wouldn't call him Bill yet, you'd call him...
Junior.
Well,
Billy.
Okay. The name of the guy who wrote the first of the four Gospels in the Bible, and the other three were Mark, Luke, and John?
Yes, I think so.
Matt is a short name for this
Matthews.
Book. Okay. A woman who conducts school is a... What?
Is a teacher or
okay.
A professor. And teaching.
Okay, are there any old-fashioned words you know?
No, I don't.
Okay.
School mom.
Is that old-fashioned?
Yeah, that's an old-fashioned.
Okay. There's an American writer whose name was, he wrote like the Leather Stocking Tales and the Deer Slayer and stuff like that, and his name was James Fenimore.
I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't read that book.
Let's see. Would you say, if it was somebody's family name, you know, and you read it in the telephone book and you didn't know for sure how to pronounce it, would you say Cooper or Cooper?
Cooper.
Okay. And say that you didn't know, well, wait a minute, let me start over on that. Okay. Say that you met a lady by that name and she was married, but you didn't know her first name. So you'd say, hello.
Mrs. Cooper.
Okay. What would you call a preacher who's not really trained and he doesn't have a regular pulpit and he preaches on Sunday just kind of here and there, you know, but he makes his living doing something else and he probably isn't a very good preacher. What would you call him?
A gossiper.
Okay.
A gossip.
Okay. Have you ever heard the term jackleg preacher?
No, I haven't.
Okay. What relation would my mother's sister be to me?
She'd be your great-grandma.
No, my mother's sister.
Oh, a great-aunt.
Not great. She'd just be...
Just your aunt.
Okay, okay. Okay, a girl's name that begins with S, and Sally is a nickname for it?
Sally, Sarah.
Okay. Okay, talking about William a minute ago, if your father had a brother by that name, okay?